Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny Serrano coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk on the Ravens side of this game on Sunday. Ask why he believes the game is only a 7.5-point line at this moment. Is there a little fear of getting upset? And then he'll laugh, and then we'll break it down. But a quick report coming in, and this is always tricky because the guy I'm about to quote isn't a reporter, but he's very well-sourced. Jim Bowden. A long time.
Okay, that's good.
MLB front office, now with the Athletic. He actually just put together a kind of an off-season, basically the GM meeting primer, and he said the Guardians are open to moving outfielder Stephen Kwan for more power and a better option for center field. I'm not against moving Stephen Kwan, especially if you think that you're just not going to re-sign him. If you're just, you know, skittish about that,
yeah,
because of the uneven production, the up and down stuff, and the fact that he's a really good contact hitter, and you just never know how those guys are going to age. I'm trying to find the fit.
Yeah.
And the fact that Duran of the Red Sox is also out there just feels like it's really going to manipulate the market for Kwan, which I think is already manipulated given the fact that he was really bad in the second half of the season.
And it's now three straight years that he's been bad in the second half of the season. I did notice Jeff Passan has put Kwan in basically everything that he's wrote, so obviously there's chatter about it. I guess now would be the time if you're going to do it. Also, way too much Brendan Donovan discussions, by the way.
Yeah, I need another.
Guardians faithful. What are we doing with that convo?
Nice baseball player.
But like that's the convo we're having, I guess.
Yeah, well, it would be moderately amusing if the Guardians traded Kwan because they want to get more power. And then the other trade they made was Brendan Donovan. Again, good baseball player. And his versatility, I think, is something that they want.
That's the appeal, and that's kind of why he fits what the Guardians do. He's a utility man. You could have him play second base until Bazzana gets up there and then immediately throw him out there as a corner outfielder whenever you need him. Like that's the appeal to him. I'm tired of that being the appeal.
I know that no one's going to sign up for this because Jim Bowden also mentions Wilson Contreras, Sonny Gray, and Nolan Arenado. The Cardinals are hoping to move those guys this offseason if they ate a lot of money on Contreras. Because I think he's only got 1 or 2 years left on his deal.
Okay.
I wouldn't hate a little Wilson Contreras at first base.
At first.
Because he's been playing first base and DH at St. Louis.
Yeah.
I
still just think of him as a catcher, though, so it threw me off for a second.
I mean, kind of a typical Guardians hitter, like some power, not a lot of power, good average hitter. I actually think he's a better first baseman than Kyle Manzardo is, which is not great.
I just love the idea that everyone is just like, hey, what do the Cardinals have this year? This is the offseason after their fans basically rioted for the first time in 30 years.
And it's also, I think everybody also realizes now that Mozeliak is out, they've got Chaim Bloom has taken over the former Red Sox GM.
Yeah.
And man, he seems ready to dance. He's just like, all these Mozeliak guys are got to get the bleep out of here. Now, that being said, we're not talking Cardinals baseball. He does seem very, like, it's all the guys that Mozeliak loved.
It's how you say his last name.
What is it?
Mozeliak.
Come on.
I know, it's just me.
It's the right way to say it.
What, your way?
Yeah.
Your way's not the right way to say it.
You're going to tell me it's not Scott Servais?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you. That's what I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Mac is howling back there. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Mac's probably like, this single A outfielder from the Cardinals is who we need to get.
He goes to the double A system.
And then, by the way, Mac's going to bust in here like the Kool-Aid man to try and host 3 hours on it, too. That being said, we love you, Mac. And your beautiful hair. So finely coiffed. The best hair. That being said, Jim Nantz, who is on Carrington Harrison, friend of the show, his show on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, had a very interesting point about this NFL season so far.
Man, what a year this has been. It's been the wackiest one for me, and this is 41 years for me being in the league. This has been a wonder to watch. I still think the Chiefs, if there was a tournament today and you bracketed this thing, you would look at it, and I would say, I'll take Kansas City.
Okay, so 41 years Nantz has been doing NFL games, which is kind of surprising to think about it from that perspective, too. You just don't think about Nantz being around for 41 years. But I think he's right. I think we're missing that because we're here talking about the Browns every day. Mm-hmm. But if I were to tell you before the season got underway, the Patriots would be leading the AFC East, and they'd be on an 8-game winning streak. Meanwhile, the Colts are winning the AFC South, and the Texans are at the bottom of the basement in that division. And in the AFC West, the Chiefs would be third, and then it'd be the Broncos into the Chargers. And not even bringing up the idea that 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers is leading the AFC North while Lamar Jackson is a couple games behind him. You'd be like, what the hell is going on?
I think it tells me how much Jim pays attention to the AFC versus the NFC.
Well, the NFC is kind of chalk.
Yeah, it is. Eagles,
the NFC looks
Eagles,
very normal.
Lions, Tampa Bay, and Seattle in the Rams.
Like the NFC looks very like what you think it
yes.
would, but the AFC is gone bonkers. Well, to a point that just doesn't make any sense. If you were to say any of the things that I'd mentioned before the season got underway, you'd be like, what the hell happened? And then our power teams, none of our power teams, the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs, if you want to throw the Bengals in there, none of the power teams are doing anything right now. None of them are leading the divisions.
I think this is the kind of season that the, I don't say casual fan, but like the fan who will look at this and go, well, this is my team, but I also watch a lot of NFL, that fan has been hoping for, because Mahomes isn't in first place, he's in third place, Allen's in second place, Lamar's in second place. Like, I think there is a segment of fan, it's what happened with Brady, it's what happened with Peyton, where you want greatness, and then at some point you get tired of greatness, and you want greatness to just fall back a little bit. For me...
I mean, this is chaos right now.
For me... Like, I do not give a rip about this Patriots run, other than I really like Mike Vrabel.
They won 8 straight. But can I interest you in the Broncos on a 7-game winning streak? Like, I don't think many people are interested in that either. So it doesn't seem as crazy, but it is. The Colts.
That's the most fraudulent 8-2 team in NFL history.
We keep saying that. And again, I think, listen, I'll say it right now with the Broncos. I don't think Bo Nix is as good as everyone thinks he is. And I think there's a very fraudulent streak they're on. We'll find out more on Sunday when they take on the Chiefs. But, like, how do I argue with these results right now? The results are telling you that the season is as wacky as ever. I can tell behind your eyes, though, you're not buying any of it. I can tell behind your eyes that by the time we get to the conference title game, the two teams that will be involved will be two of either Mahomes, Lamar, or Josh Allen. I can tell that just in talking to you right now.
Yeah, that's what we should expect.
All right. So,
and by the way, the funny thing is, the one that has the chance to actually upset the apple cart is the NFC. Like, that could be a team where it's like, because it's the standard Bears, maybe I'm just being contrarian now. It's not going to be the Bears, by the way. I wasn't saying that literally. But, like, the Rams could be the 5 seed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And Rams could actually do some damage.
Like, for sure they could.
I think Seahawks could. Eagles
are imploding in front of our eyes.
I think if you're looking for where can things happen that'll be really interesting, I think it's the NFC because I think the Chiefs and Bills and Ravens and a couple other teams, I think they're just, I don't want to say they're biding time because they're all, except for the Ravens, they're like the Bills and Chiefs are far behind in their divisions, and yet I think they'll both be right where we expect them to be.
But I wonder how many fans that are listening to this right now are thinking to themselves that this is a wacky or wild NFL season. I would bet most probably aren't. And I don't know if that's the Browns. Do the Browns do this to us? Because the results tell us a completely different story.
We are chaos guys, by the way. We should definitely embrace this. But like a Bo Nix, Sam Darnold Super Bowl. If we're being honest,
sounds very unwatchable. Awful. It sounds like the fourth best game on TV this weekend. It doesn't sound that great.
All right, Daniel Jones.
That's what this is right now.
Daniel Jones versus Caleb Williams. Or Daniel Jones versus Mac Jones, if it gets there.
A Jones off.
A Joneson.
Keeping up with the Joneses. That will be the headline.
Keep making Jones puns. That'll
be the headline on Fox Sports 1 throughout the entire week.
Vinny Serrato of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore joins us next. We'll talk about this Browns-Ravens game and how the Ravens are viewing this game, whether they expect to just show up and dust the Cleveland Browns, which I think sometimes they do. Vinny Serrato in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.